Memo to legendary investor Warren Buffett, please invest $10 billion in me. Well, actually, it's a big story this morning. Buffett has become IBM's biggest shareholder. In an interview on CNBC this morning, Buffett revealed that his company, Berkshire Hathaway, has invested over $10 billion in IBM, making it about a 5% shareholder in the company. Buffett said he started purchasing stock back in March, now owns 64 million shares in the company. Eric Holm joins us from The Wall Street Journal. He reports on Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway for The Journal. Good morning, Eric.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
It's great to talk to you. And Buffett has made some bad bets recently as well as some good bets. This is a double-edged sword for IBM, wouldn't you say, or is it all positive?
Well, you know, from a public relations standpoint, it's going to be an all positive, I would think. The shares are already up 1% on the news here. People who follow Warren Buffett call that move the Buffett bounce, because people love to pile in after Warren Buffett.
We're talking with Eric Holm from The Wall Street Journal. You know, for people who follow this industry in a detached way, who don't really know the details as you do, is IBM a competitor of Apple, for instance? Is an Apple buy of this magnitude, or an IBM buy of this magnitude, a non-Apple buy, or don't they really compete anymore?
I don't think that they're really competitors. I mean, IBM provides, helps out IT departments, and Apple is more of a consumer products line. So it's probably not Buffett picking one over the other. In fact, he's really famously avoided any technology stocks whatsoever. So that's probably the takeaway, I guess, if you will, that he's making this major move into one technology stock, which is an area he's avoided forever. His entire investing life.
Eric, we encourage you to say the word takeaway as much as you like on this show and when you have conversations with your fellow journalists. So maybe the headline here is, or takeaway here, is that Buffett is betting on the service piece of the high-tech industry because that's where IBM has gone.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And he was talking a little bit about the reasons for that this morning on CNBC, which is where he announced this. Buffett is his sort of investing strategy is that he prefers to put his money into companies that have a major sustainable competitive advantage, what he calls a moat around their advantage. And he was talking about how it really hit him when he was reading the annual report early this year that no one ever gets fired for picking IBM if you're the head of IT in your department. You know, IBM is a safe choice. It's a choice where people rarely move away from IBM, and then they're growing around the world, which is something that he also found attractive.
Although I would figure, Eric Holm, that that Buffett would see that this service piece of the business may be threatened by outsourcing and growing businesses providing services in places like India and China. Or does he see IBM acquiring those?
You know, IBM has said that they want to spend a lot of money. I think it's $10 billion over the next 4 or 5 years on acquisitions. So, you know, maybe they'll be out in those markets buying up some companies. But in fact, Buffett did mention their growth overseas as being one of the big advantages that he likes. I think he said that they had double-digit growth in 40 countries in the latest quarter, I believe, is how he described it this morning.
It would be a good headline for anybody who had Warren Buffett invest over $10 billion in them, but it's IBM's headline this morning. That's Eric Holm, who joins us from the Wall Street Journal, who covers Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway for the Journal. Thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.